Hello again. Welcome to the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. Today's message, I would like to continue in speaking a little bit of in Ecclesiastes as we had done yesterday. Yesterday I read chapter 1, and I believe we ended by speaking of that King Solomon had gave his heart, it says, to know all about things that are done under the sun, and that he had found it all to be, that it all passes away, and that it all is just, it vexes the spirit to figure it out. So, and he acknowledges that he has gotten a lot more. He was given more wisdom than all the kings before him. And there was just one other thing that I wanted to mention in the last verses of the chapter one. He says that he gave his, in verse 17, he says, "And I gave my heart to know wisdom, and to know madness and folly." So he gave his heart to learn what is wise thing and what is just foolishness and evil. And then he concludes in verse 18. He says that there is much wisdom is much grief. And he that increases knowledge increases sorrow. And I have been pondering that verse, and I think that he was speaking of that when we grow in wisdom, I think we understand ourselves better, or understand the walk of God, the walk with God, and then we also, because of the wisdom that we have, it grieves us to see the foolishness around us. And so and the person that increases in knowledge also increases sorrow, it says. And I think that, don't know if I'm really correct on this, but I believe there's a difference between wisdom and knowledge. That knowledge, we can grow in knowledge and not really be wise. We can know a lot of things and not be wise. And so in that way, I think that knowledge oftentimes causes sorrow, because people think they know everything, think they know this and know that, and they know better than anybody else. And all that does is increase sorrow. It doesn't make the person wise. And I can't say the verse right now, but it's in the New Testament. It is said that, I think it's in 1 Corinthians, that it speaks about the wisdom of God and the knowledge of God. The wisdom of God is, we want to have wisdom, but not the wisdom from man, but the wisdom from God. Wisdom, man's wisdom is not what will make us wise to walk, so that we can walk righteously before God. There's a lot of knowledge and wisdom in the world, but it doesn't make people any better before God. So in continuing in chapter 2, I will see if I can glean a few verses out of this. I don't want to read the whole chapter, but I just want to give a picture of King Solomon, what he found. It says, what I find interesting, Like in chapter 4, in verse 4, I'm sorry, chapter 2, verse 4, it says, I made me great works, I builded me houses, I planted me vineyards, I made me gardens and orchards, I planted trees in them of all kinds of fruits. I made me pools of water, to water therewith the wood that bringeth forth trees. I got me servants and maidens, and had servants born in my house. Also I had great possessions of great and small cattle above all that were in Jerusalem before me. I gathered me also silver and gold, and the peculiar treasure of kings and of the provinces. I gave me men singers and women singers, and the delights of the sons of men as musical instruments, and that of all sorts. So I was great and increased more than all that were before me in Jerusalem. Also my wisdom remained with me. And whatsoever mine eyes desired, I kept not from them. I withheld not my heart from any joy, for my heart rejoiced in all my labor, and this was my portion of all my labor. Then I looked on all the works that my hands had wrought, and on the labor that I had labored to do, and behold, all was vanity and vexation of spirit, and there was no profit under the sun. So that's quite a week. I mean, we sat back and really took the scene and said, wow, that's a lot of accomplishment, right? I mean, sounds like he did a lot of things, great things. And we have to remember God gave him a lot of riches also besides the wisdom. And so he didn't, sounds like he didn't keep from anything that he wanted, he got. And whatever he desired, he had it done. And but then it says he stopped and he looks at all the things that he has accomplished, that his hands had worked, his labor had done. And everything was just vanity. And everything vexed the spirit. And there was no profit under the sun. So I think today too, we can be caught in that. Being busy every day with the work. We know that we have to work because especially if you have families to feed, you need to work, pay the bills. But it can be taken too far to where work becomes the only thing, you know, the one and only thing. And because you want to work so you can have this and have that and have things, all kinds of things. And we can be caught under the same thing that this king was caught under, in wanting things and getting things and having things, but then finding out that everything is just passes away. It doesn't profit us anything. That's why the scripture says that we need to work for those things. Seek those things which are above, it says. And another place it says to store your riches where it does, moth does not corrupt, or rust does not corrupt. So that's what our outlook should be, is to seek the eternal lasting treasure. The unsearchable riches of God. And if we could have just a little bit of that, that will make us want more and more. Like if we can take it, like people that have a lot of riches, that are rich, they're not satisfied. They just want more and more and more. If we could have that same desire for the riches of God, believe that God would be pleased if we could do that, because that's what he wants all his children to do, is to want to know more of him. And so if I could just encourage all of us to just have that in our minds, have that in our hearts every day, that our life here on earth is not for ourselves, but it is to please the Lord. It is to do the Lord's work. And if we could do that, then we can feel like we have done our little part for the Lord. And so let's just have that in our minds, in our prayers, as we communicate with the Lord, and as we fellowship with each other, with fellowshipping with brethren, and just to remember that everything is for the glory and the honor of God. So God bless your day. Till next time, goodbye.